You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
The vehicle of the future has two wheels, handlebars, and is a bike. By Clive Thompson. What's the shiniest, most exciting new technology for transportation? Well, there are plenty of candidates. We've got the self-driving car and drones big enough to carry people. Elon Musk is getting ready to bore Hyperloop tunnels. When it comes to moving humans around, the future looks to be merging with sci-fi. But from where I stand, the most exciting form of transportation technology is more than 100 years old, and it's probably sitting in your garage. It's the bicycle. The future of transportation has two thin wheels and handlebars. Modern tech has transformed the humble two-wheeler, making the bike share model possible. You check out a bike from a docking station, use it for an hour or so, then return it to any other docking station. The concept was tried back in the 60s, but failed miserably because no one could track where the bikes went. Today, that's been solved with smartphone-ized tech, GPS, Bluetooth, RFID, and mobile payment systems. And bike sharing has unlocked a ton of American interest in navigating cities on a bike. Usage has grown from 320,000 rides in 2010 to 28 million in 2016. In China, where gridlock in cities like Beijing is infamous, the trend has grown even faster. But cooler tricks are possible. We're now seeing dockless bike sharing, where all the tech is crammed into each bike, eliminating the need for docking stations. When riders are done, they just park and lock the bike and walk away. The bike simply awaits the next user. This makes the systems cheaper. Those docks cost a lot, so dockless bikes can be rented for as little as $1 an hour. It's personal mobility for the last mile. As Yuwen Poon, co-founder of dockless bike sharing firm Spin, says, dockless also creates something like self-governing internet logic, with bikes as packets routed where they're needed, rather than where docks will fit. This seems to make bike sharing more fair. Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien has observed anecdotally that dockless bike sharing is used by a broader demographic, in part because it's super cheap and the bikes can circulate outside the well-off downtown neighborhoods. Want even more inventiveness and innovation? Behold, the next phase arriving in a few years, dockless electric bikes. Batteries are cheaper and lighter than ever. One U.S. firm, Jump Bikes, has custom-designed dockless e-bikes sprinkled around San Francisco and Washington, D.C. CEO Ryan Respecki suspects they'll eclipse the appeal of regular bike sharing because you could arrive at work without being drenched in sweat. The number of people who are willing to ride electric bikes is probably 10 times that of people who are willing to ride a regular one, he says. Clearly, the bike share revolution has limits. It probably won't work outside urban areas. And if too many bikes flood a city, dockless systems can produce chaotic piles of bikes on certain sidewalks and streets, as has happened in China. This is a pretty solvable problem, though, if cities decide to limit the number of dockless bikes. So sure, bring on the self-driving cars. Dig those Hyperloops. But for a world that's rapidly urbanizing and heating, the truly cool tech is bikes. And bike sharing has oodles of civic benefits, too. Says Elliot Fishman, director of Australia's Institute for Sensible Transport. It relieves pressure on public transit, produces vanishingly small emissions compared to cars, and, at least with non-electric bikes, boosts the overall exercise level. Duh! Best of all, the bike tech revolution reminds us that innovation isn't always about the totally new. It's often just as powerful to blend a robust old tool that works well with a bit of new tech to make it better. Sometimes you truly don't need to reinvent the wheel.